This is Colorado Matters from Colorado Public Radio. I'm Ryan Warner. We get recommendations for summer reading today from two Colorado booksellers. They've chosen books and authors with Western ties. Kathy Langer is lead buyer for The Tattered Cover, and Ron Krall owns Off the Beaten Path in Steamboat Springs. Kathy, Ron, thanks for being with us.
Great to be here.
Thank you very much for having me.
Okay, top pick, Kathy Langer from The Tattered Cover.
My top pick is a book called Fire Season by Philip Connors. Philip is a fire watcher for 5 months of every year for the last 9 years now. He is by himself in a fire tower in New Mexico, and he is an amazing, amazing writer. He used to work for the Wall Street Journal, abandoned that for this undertaking, and he writes almost like poetry. It's so beautiful.
I just want to pause here and talk about a fire watcher. I mean, I couldn't think of a more writerly career than to be isolated in nature looking out for something that could kill you.
Well, it's a very, very writerly career, and he's in good company. Jack Kerouac, Edward Abbey, Norman MacLean, and Gary Snyder, among others, had this same kind of job. He spends a lot of time alone, and he spends a lot of time writing, and it's really quite something.
And you said that the prose was almost poetic. Are there, you know, certain observations that stand out in your mind?
There's almost poetry in the archaic nature of the work he's doing, and he's very reflective and meditative that way. And he mixes in history of the national forests, and he mixes in Native American history, and it's sort of a well-balanced meditative and history and personal reflections, and every page you open it up, and it's like I often liken things to pornography. If you can open up to a page and have something so compelling, and this book is like that. Every page has something so compelling and beautifully written.
The book is Fire Season, Field Notes from a Wilderness Outlook by Philip Connors. I understand, Ron, from Off the Beaten Path, that you read this as well?
I did. Not too long ago, I reread Edward Abbey's Desert Solitude, and I couldn't help but be struck by how much Fire Season recalls the feelings that Edward Abbey has about land, about nature, and about man's relationship with the wilderness. To me, it's kind of the modern-day Edward Abbey Desert Solitude.
This is the American author and essayist who is a pretty big environmental advocate. I guess the question is, does he see fire in his stint, Kathy?
He does see fire. He spots fires throughout the summer, and he's on radio, so he calls out for help when the fires come. Some fires they let burn, others they fight. There's a new thinking about what you do with wildfires in the forest.
So, Ron, Kathy may have stolen your top pick, but do you have another fantastic recommendation for summer reading?
I do. Nothing Daunted, The Unexpected Education of Two Society Girls in the West, comes out in about 10 days, and it's a first book by Dorothy Wickenden. This is a story about what happens when two high society, cultured, Smith-educated young women decide to come to Colorado to be teachers in the one-room schoolhouse of a homestead of Elkhead, about 40 miles north of Hayden here in northwest Colorado. And this is the years 1916, 1917. So it's the story of these two women confronting the really hardscrabble life of homesteading in northwest Colorado, trying to become teachers and live through the winter weather and people that they had never had an opportunity to meet before.
Dorothy Wickenden is with The New Yorker magazine. This started as a magazine piece, and she was actually on Colorado Public Radio to talk about it a little bit. Why don't we listen to an excerpt?
They were bored. They had graduated from Smith College many years before. They were 29. Neither one of them had a prospective suitor at the moment, and they wanted to really have some kind of adventure before they settled down.
But it turns out that Ferry Carpenter, who recruited these two young women to come to Colorado, wasn't just interested in their teaching skills.
They wanted a school up in the hills, but they also needed some women that the local boys, as he put them, could marry. And he thought by bringing these two cultivated women from the East, that would be the beginning of a very successful sort of marriage agency.
The book is Nothing Daunted by Dorothy Wickenden. Yeah, I'm always curious if something that starts as a shorter article holds up as a longer book. It kept your attention?
It does. It's quite a fascinating picture of Northwest Colorado in its very early days of being settled.
You know, when you have two avid readers on the show, they have often read the same things. So, Kathy, you read this book too?
I did, and it also was one of my favorites for the summer. I'm really excited to have it coming into the stores. And what struck me was just the pluck of these two young women and what they went through living up in that area. You read about they and their students riding or walking through waist-high snow to get to school. There wasn't such a thing as snow days back then. And it was just interesting to hear how they lived and how hard life was, but how people really pulled through and lived great, wonderful lives up there.
They really could have told their kids, I had to walk through the snow to get to school.
Exactly.
Nothing Daunted, The Unexpected Education of Two Society Girls in the West. You're listening to Colorado Matters. I'm Ryan Warner, and we're getting some summer reading recommendations from two booksellers in the state. One from The Tattered Cover, that's Kathy Langer. The other from Off the Beaten Path, that's in Steamboat Springs. And Ron Krall is the owner. And Kathy, you've got a book not dissimilar from the topic here, Women in the West.
Well, yes, yeah, speaking of plucky women, this is a great book for younger readers. It's called Women Icons of the West, Five Women Who Forged the American Frontier. The author is Julie Dannenberg, and she's done two others like this that feature women of the West. And these are five women, some of which you may have heard of. Molly Brown, who actually was never known as Molly Brown. It was Margaret Brown.
Right.
And there is Isabella Bird, who many people have heard of. She was an English woman who was an avid traveler.
She wrote A Lady's Life in the Rockies, which is a fantastic introduction, I think, to Colorado. I was encouraged to read it when I first moved here, and I loved the sense of place it gave me.
It is. It's really a wonderful book. And then Clara Brown, who was a former slave, came to Colorado looking for her daughter who'd been sold when she was 11 years old. And it's a sad story, but Clara was, again, a very strong, plucky woman who helped a lot of people and really made her mark in Colorado.
Women Icons of the West. And what age range here, Kathy?
I would say probably about 8 to 12, although it depends on the reader.
And tell us the author one more time.
The author is Julie Dannenberg.
Julie Dannenberg. We'll post, by the way, a list of the books and authors recommended at cpr.org. Ron, how about something for kids from you?
Well, despite the fact that we're approaching our summer, I've actually picked a book called Phantoms in the Snow. A little out of season, but I really like this book. This is the story of a 15-year-old boy who's orphaned in the middle of World War II and whose neighbor and minister decide that the best thing for him to be sent to Colorado to live with his uncle. The problem is his uncle's a member of the 10th Mountain Division. He's training for action at Camp Hale near Leadville here.
These are the skiing soldiers, we should say.
Yeah, exactly. And this young boy ends up enlisting in the 10th Mountain Division, and the story is about his training at Camp Hale and then his actual military service in Italy. And it kind of confronts the reader, the young reader, with the dilemma of war and peace. Because this young boy actually comes from a pacifist background.
Oh, wow.
And he has to somehow resolve this conflict throughout this story.
And the author is Kathleen Benner-Dubel. The title is Phantoms in the Snow. How about some fiction recommendations for adults?
Well, I'd like to recommend The Ringer. It's a new novel by Jenny Shank. It's her first novel, and it takes place in contemporary Denver. It's the story of two families. One is the family of a police officer who kills a man in a no-knock raid. They've gone to the wrong address, and an innocent man is shot down by the police. And it's the story of the two families, what happens to them, how they end up meeting through their son's baseball, and really wonderfully written. And you really see a lot of Denver in it. She knows Denver well, and there's a lot of landmarks that you'll recognize, but there's also a lot of baseball. So if you're a baseball fan, you'll enjoy reading that as well.
We should say that Jenny Schenck lives in Boulder, according to the book jacket here.
Yes, yes.
The Ringer, a novel, baseball and killings. I mean, it's an odd combination. It works, huh?
Well, it is an odd combination, but it works very well because it deals with true life and what families do and how they carry on after tragedy, and really beautiful story.
Ron, maybe you could leave us with, like an easy, breezy summer read. You know, sometimes people just want to kind of zone out. Maybe not beach trash, but something light.
Something light and something fascinating. The Bride's House by Sandra Dallas, her latest novel. In 2007, Sandra Dallas and her husband Bob fell in love with a dilapidated but charming Victorian house in Georgetown. Bob bought it, and he began a loving restoration, but Sandra's made it the centerpiece of her latest novel. And in it, she tells the story of three generations of women whose lives and loves are lived in this house. It holds secrets. It tells stories.
The Bride's House, a novel by Sandra Dallas, who I have to say, Kathy Langer, you've read this as well. She's like one of the most prolific writers in Colorado. The woman she must do nothing but.
Well, she has about a book a year out. Each one is different. Generally historical novels. I love her. Sandra Dallas is, you know, she's one of our mainstays.
And did you enjoy The Bride's House?
I did.
Is it a house you would want to live in?
Oh, yes and no. I mean, there's a lot going on in that house, but it sounds like a really beautiful house, and Georgetown's a great town.
Okay.
In a way, it's a house where you would initially want to live in it, but you're not sure what it's going to do to you.
Ah, well, we'll leave them guessing. Thanks to both of you. Kathy, Ron, appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me.
Been a pleasure. Thank you.
Ron Kral owns Off the Beaten Path Bookstore in Steamboat Springs. Kathy Langer is head book buyer at the Tattered Cover Stores in the Denver area. Again, you'll find a list of the books they recommend at cpr.org.